All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, of course, it's the offseason in the world of college football, but that doesn't mean that there is not moving and shaking going on. And I'm going to focus today on the Pac-12 Conference, as you have five new head football coaches taking over programs. Chip Kelly replaces Jim Mora, who was fired at UCLA. Kevin Sumlin, the former Texas A&M coach, replaces Rich Rodriguez, who was recently fired. Herman Edwards is now running the show at Arizona State as he replaces Todd Graham. You have Mario Cristobal, who is running the show now for Oregon, and he replaces Willie Taggart. And then you have Jonathan Smith taking over for Oregon State after Gary Anderson left the program midseason. Now, the Pac-12 definitely needs some stability on the gridiron. And I mean credit, because they got nine teams bowl eligible last season. However, the Pac-12 was embarrassed in bowl season because they went 1-8. Their one victory was a Utah over West Virginia. And it was a situation, of course, their conference champion USC was throttled in the Cotton Bowl at the hands of Ohio State. You know, Stanford blew that lead in the Alamo Bowl to TCU. And then Washington State was taken behind the woodshed by Michigan State in a Holiday Bowl. And this is just, you know, a few of the examples here for the Pac-12 and their struggles. And I mean, you look at Chip Kelly, obviously, you know, his name carries a lot of weight with him. And it's going to take him a little bit of time, not much, to get UCLA back on track. Kevin Sumlin has had success at every stop. Granted, he didn't have the long-term success that he needed to have at Texas A&M for him to keep his job. Herman Edwards, of course, he had a lengthy run in the National Football League, and it's going to be interesting to see if he can, you know, transition back to the college game, and more importantly, if the youngsters can relate to him. Mario Cristobal, he's been a former head coach, of course, at FIU, and now he replaces Willie Taggart at Oregon, who left to take the Florida State job. And then, of course, Jonathan Smith, the former Oregon State quarterback, who's coming back. And, I mean, these five schools, along with the other seven schools in the Pac-12, I mean, it all comes down to recruiting. Because, I mean, typically, when you look at USC, USC is always going to get the top kids from the state of California that they want. But I think what the Pac-12 needs to do more than ever, they really have to clamp down on recruiting as a conference. And the reason why I say that, you have to keep the kids from that region, anything west of Texas, you have to keep those guys in your conference and keep the other Power Four conferences away from them. Because, I mean, just look at this year's national championship game. You had a quarterback coming off of the bench for Alabama to lead them to the championship from the state of Hawaii. And, you know, it came down to USC and UCLA. And then he, you know, at the last minute decided to take a trip to Alabama and fell in love. You go to the University of Georgia. And, of course, you know, Jake Fromm took over for, you know, Jacob Eason, who was out with the injury. But Jacob Eason, you know, this is a Washington guy, state of Washington, rather. And, you know, he got out of there and he made his way east to Georgia. And now, you know, he's potentially transferring back to the West Coast. But I think it's important, you know, especially since the West Coast has always been, you know, littered with quality quarterbacks coming out of high school. You got to try to not only keep those kids there, but you also got to keep the other kids from going east. And that's going to be the big thing going forward for the Pac-12 and for all of these schools. They got to find a way to win their state and keep the top talent there. You know, I mean, Oregon was in a very tough position because, I mean, Willie Taggart was an East Coast guy. And, you know, once that Florida State job became open, I mean, it was a matter of time before he left. And, you know, it's unfortunate for Oregon because that job is not a stopgap job. That is one of the biggest jobs in the nation right there. Like I said, Chip Kelly, you know, he has an opportunity in front of him to do some special things at UCLA. You look at Kevin Sumlin. I think he can, you know, step in right away and, you know, keep what Rich Rod started flowing. Jonathan Smith, he's going to have an uphill battle for him at Oregon State. And then you talk about the other schools, talking about the Stanfords and the USCs, and, you know, the talent they are losing to the NFL this year with the likes of Sam Darnold at SC and then, of course, Bryce Love at Stanford. But, I mean, they have systems in place. You still have some quality coaches in this conference with the likes of David Shaw at Stanford, with the likes of Clay Helton at USC, with the likes of Chris Peterson at Washington. So I think it is important for the Pac-12 to bounce back and, more importantly, take care of business in their non-conference slate of games. I mean, one game that jumps out of off of my mind at the schedule for the upcoming season is, you know, USC traveling to Austin to take on the Texas Longhorns. So it's going to be important for the Pac-12 to go out there in non-conference play and gain some of that respectability back. And then on top of that, going into next year's bowl season. So I think it's all systems go for this conference, you know, trying to, you know, save face, get back into the college football playoff after they've missed it this year. And, you know, try to do some big things in 2018. But I think these are some very important hires here to add to the coaches that are already in this conference. And it's just going to be wait and see as far as the recruiting aspects go, whether these Pac-12 schools can keep the other Power Four conferences from cherry picking their talent and sending them east. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from Conference Championship Sunday in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.